Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with our new friend, Glenn Nivola. N-E-V-O-L-A, Lynn Nivola, and he is the founder of Flightline Financial, a wealth management firm, and he's an airline pilot, currently an airline pilot for one of the large carriers, also a licensed insurance producer, and an expert in real estate. He's here to talk to us about, we're going to talk about some more about retirement. Glenn, thanks again for being here, and thank you for your advice. The big problem is people are underfunding the retirements that are available to them, and unless people get it in their head that, I mean, it's not like they need more information, right? They're just not doing it.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons, but most companies have enough information out there. But I'll tell you what I think a lot of it is: it's people thinking that it's years and years away. They don't need to worry about it now, but. If the best advice I can give somebody that's young is the money that goes into your 401k in your 20s and your 30s is much more important than the money that goes in your
50s. The compounding.
So, you know, and the other thing is you don't miss what you don't see. So you learn to live on what you bring home. So if you could, you know, just put at least what your company is matching, like a 3 or a 6% match, most companies will do that. If you can at least do that, so you don't leave that free money on the table, then, you know, you learn to live with what's left. And now you're accomplishing, you know, your saving goals, you're getting your match. And that'll if you start that in your 20s, then you won't have as many issues as people that don't do that when they get to be retirement age.
Well, another thing I recommend people do is in their 20s, you should do this in your 20s, men and women, take out $100,000 whole life insurance, or at least a whole life policy, not a term policy. I don't care how much term policy insurance you buy, but have at least $100,000 permanent plan, universal whole life. I don't care, and get it in your 20s right now, and never let it go. You can augment that with term over the years as you have more and more needs. But then if you live through this and the term drops off, you've still got a $100,000 policy that you're probably paying $35 a month for.
Right, yeah.
Because and you bought it in your 20s.
Right, and a whole policy you own and a term policy basically you're renting.
Right.
And most companies have we have a GVUL option, so the universal life. So either one, the whole or the universal life, you're building your cash value in there. So you also get the benefit of the insurance. And you have the benefit of the investment account.
And if you have to eat bologna 1 month to make the payment, do it. Another thing, I have a confession. In the almost 30 years I've been in business, there were years, Glenn, where I couldn't afford to fund my IRA.
Right.
I really didn't. I really couldn't. I mean, things were tough. But every time you can, folks. You got to start putting that away. If you don't have a 401k, you got to at least do the IRA as often as you can. But it's tough sometimes.
Yeah. And depending on your tax situation, you could do a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA. The limits right now are $5,500 if you're under age 50. So, you know, just come out on a monthly basis and say, all right, well, $5,500 divided by 12, this is what I need to put in every month.
Yeah.
The problem is at the end of the month, you have to psychologically write the check. And sometimes there isn't the money there to write the check, and you could find other means for that money.
My saving strategy, I'm not a good saver. I've said this on the show many times. I'm a horrible saver, but I'm one hell of a mortgage payment maker.
Right.
And over the years, instead of saving money, I have made payments on real estate. And I would, for some reason, that clicked with me. But saving money, putting it in a bank, didn't. And so I just think that's another thing people should think about. Even when I couldn't fund my IRA, I was making payments on real estate.
Right. And if you make extra payments, you could print out the amortization table and you can make an extra principal or two payment on it to accelerate the the pay down, so you're building equity faster.
It's amazing how that works.
That's like a savings account in a sense. It's a different way to save.
And with interest under 4% right now for 30-year loans, you're crazy not to get started. Get in the market, folks. Glenn, I've got about a minute and a half left.
Mm-hmm.
You're a current airline pilot. I wanted you to give us a report on where you think things are. Are we going to have enough airline pilots in 10 years?
It's been out in the news cycle recently about pilot shortages. A lot of the baby boomer pilots are starting to reach the mandatory age of 65 that we need to retire. So after the pool dries up of applicants that are there, some of the millennial generation coming up, it just is very expensive to fly, and there's a lot of licenses and ratings that you need. So there is a pending possible pilot shortage, I would say, in the next decade or so.
Well, especially as we have fewer military pilots. Did you come up through the military?
Right. No, I was civilian.
Yeah. Well, but that's where we got a lot of our folks over the years. And, yeah. I'm a pilot. And what bothered me was when I found out that the co-pilot of some of these airplanes I'm flying had fewer hours than I did.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and the airlines are going to have to come up with innovative ways to retain pilots and also to try to attract pilots. And they're starting. There's incubator programs at certain airlines where they'll hire you on with low time and put you through their training. But it's something that's going to need to be addressed. It's definitely going to be a problem a decade or so.
Yep, I hear you. Hey, Glenn, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
We enjoyed having you. Thank you. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Give us a website quickly.
Yeah, it's flightlinefinancial.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.